program, and it does not have, if we do not have the ability to fund our match, it will deny the following. Nursing home care, 78% of the nursing homes in this state have residents paid for their care with Medicaid dollars, and you will further compromise the quality of care. The Medicaid waiver funding, which pays for slots in assisted living facilities for those people who can no longer live at home. Meals on Wheels, hospice, and adult protective services, just to name a few. This is all at the time when the need for these programs are growing. Our population is aging and our economy is slowing. Please remember to put a face on those frail, low-income seniors that are too ill or too old or able to care for themselves. And thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Ms. Lewis. That's it, members. There can't be any more people out there to speak. There's not a person left, I don't think, to speak. Listen, before we wrap it up, members, also, I would like to, on all the other proposals that we will see in 7 days on that Monday, I would like to encourage you to get your amendments in early. Be ready if we get them all in by Tuesday. That way we can have a good staff analysis. We're not going to be surprised. That's not as binding as the vote that we took on the time limitation on amendments on CP 45. But let's try to get our amendments in and try to keep it booked by the book. Yes, also, amendments that have been filed on 45 will carry over. The ones that are already on file will carry over unless you choose to withdraw them or modify them or whatever. Any questions, members? I applaud you for your patience. 10 hours today was a long time. Thank you for coming from out of town.
Thank you,
Commissioner Moore, you're right.
Andy, be good.